This is your KUTX Soundcheck. I'm Taylor Wallace. The death and lack of posthumous wishes from Prince has prompted the Minnesota State Legislature to consider artist protection when it comes to using a recently deceased person's likeness or name for commercial purposes, basically protecting their posthumous publicity. Enter the Prince Act. Personal rights and names can endure. If passed, the bill will protect artists for 50 years after their death and retroactively apply to all musicians who have passed within the last half century. Ice-T is following his 2012 documentary film, Something from Nothing, The Art of Rap, with an 8-date touring festival, and he's bringing along some hip-hop heavyweights. Naughty by Nature, Public Enemy, Sugar Hill Gang, and others will be joining Ice-T on tour to follow up his enlightening documentary exploring the history and artistry of rap music. The Art of Rap tour comes to Austin on July 17th. If you have anything to do with Facebook, you've probably seen, been invited to, or are even crossing your legs with excitement over the recent popularity of secret shows happening at pretty strange places over the city. We're not talking about white denim popping up in a parking lot. We're talking about Nine Inch Nails at a South Austin HEB or Metallica in Sum 41 at Sonic. These events seem to have arisen around the time Levitation Fest was canceled and replacement shows began popping up everywhere, many of which were legitimate, while others, like Ty Siegel's Poolside acoustic set at a La Quinta, were a little too far-fetched to be true. While most people have taken these events in jest, they've served as a social media nightmare for the teams of these companies, who, on top of responding to dozens of personal inquiries, are scrambling to snuff out these rumors altogether. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.